We're still just a couple of days out from the first presidential debate of 2020, such as it was. We're still talking about it, but we're also starting to get some numbers back from post-debate public opinion polls. So what did Americans think about the debate? And more importantly, how did or did it change anyone's mind about who to vote for or how excited they are about voting or anything like that? Starting to get those numbers back. And for an update, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh, publicpolicypolling.com, their website. And you can find more numbers and more analysis on Twitter as well at PPP Polls. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you.
So what are we seeing? It's still just a couple of days after the debate. The initial numbers that I saw, those kind of snap polls afterwards, suggested that most Americans thought Biden won, but I think most Americans were also pretty, I don't know what the non-obscene word is for how we were feeling about how that debate went in general. So what are we thinking now?
Well, we did a poll in Michigan yesterday and today to sort of get an idea of how the debate played out in a swing state. And what was interesting is that even though we only have Biden up by 6 in Michigan, which is fine, but it's not lofty, people thought he won the debate by 13 points. And what was really sort of funny to look at digging in was that one of the options we gave the respondents was nobody won the debate. And most of the people voting for Biden said that Biden won the debate. But a lot of the people voting for Trump said that nobody won the debate. And some people, have pointed out that when you're claiming it was a tie, that means it was a loss. And I think that generally is true in politics. So it's just sort of funny with the extent to which we've seen over the last 4 years that Trump voters will go along with him about just about anything. It was funny to see that so many were reluctant to declare that he had won the debate.
That that 6-point gap, how does that compare to previous polls?
The national polls on the night. Our last Michigan poll, which was right after the Republican convention, had Biden ahead by just 4. And our polling really in Michigan over the course of the year has shown how incredibly consistent this race is. It's basically been like 6-6-6, 7-6-6-6, 4 right after the Republican convention was about the closest we've seen it all year. Now right back up to 6. And Biden winning Michigan by 6 points is consistent with him winning the popular vote by about 8 points. And I think he would probably win by at least that if the election was today.
One of the things that we're talking about around the station, and I've seen kind of chatter about this online as well, is not so much that Trump is obviously claiming victory in the debate and he's the only one, but I think the goal here at this point, if you're Trump wanting to win this election or get it close enough to challenge it, I guess, is not so much to convince people to vote for you who haven't already made that decision, because as we've talked about, just pretty much everyone is kind of locked into their opinions at this point, but to kind of poison the conversation so much that some Biden voters are like, well, a pox on both their houses, I'm not going to vote for either of them at all. We did see a lot of people after the debate talking about how, oh, both of them did a bad job, and a little bit less of that as people were reflecting on it more. But that was kind of the initial reaction from folks. Did you see any indication in these kind of initial polling results that like enthusiasm levels for one candidate or the other have changed?
No, I mean, we did find a lot of people say that nobody won the debate. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a reflection on the debate sort of being a mess. 40% thought Biden won, 27% said Trump won, and 32% said nobody won. And out of all the times we've done polls on debates, I think 32% saying that nobody won is pretty high. It mm-hmm. was not like that for the Clinton-Trump debates. But I think, Trump people might think he stunk in the debate, but that's not going to stop them from voting. And Biden people might wish, even though they think Trump was so bad, that Biden had been a little sharper too, but it's not going to stop them from voting. And of course, the biggest indication we see about enthusiasm is just the enormous number of people who are already voting mm-hmm. So early. One thing that was really interesting on this Michigan poll that speaks to the sort of aggressiveness with which Democrats especially are voting and getting engaged with the election earlier, Michigan has two Supreme Court seats on the ballot this fall, and those races are nonpartisan, so you really have to do some research if you want to know who to vote for. And even though they are nonpartisan, there's Democratic candidates and Republican candidates. Well, the Democratic candidates in this poll were winning by a ton because Democrats have already started voting and figured out who their Supreme Court candidates are, whereas the Republicans haven't done that at all. Now, I assume the Republicans will figure that out in the next month and catch up on it some, but it does sort of show how the early engagement for Democrats and the desire to be so informed about what's going on, really may help them beyond just the presidential race.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling, other numbers that you're seeing out there this week?
Well, at this point, we're doing like 75 or 80 polls a week, and it's mostly polls in districts across the country, both congressional polls and state legislative polls across the country. And especially this week, it's just starting to feel like the election is over. Mm-hmm. People still need to vote. We have done a bunch of polling this week in legislative districts, especially in Pennsylvania and in Texas. And over time, we've pretty consistently been finding Biden doing better than Hillary Clinton did in these kinds of districts. But it's usually by like 5 or 6 points, something like that, which is, you know, enough to win a state like Pennsylvania, but it's not that lofty. And then all of a sudden this week, and this includes after the debate, we're now starting to see the shift in those districts between the Clinton-Trump margin and the Biden-Trump margin be more like 10 points. I actually think that if the election was today, Biden would win Texas based on what we're seeing at the district level. I think that he would just barely get over the top because in a lot of those key suburban House districts in Texas, he's outperforming Clinton by 10 or 15 points, and Clinton only lost the state by 9. And he's also outperforming Beto by a good amount in these districts. Beto O'Rourke, who ran for the Senate 2 years ago, and he only lost by 2.5 points. So I think we had one poll out of 150 that we've done in the last 2 weeks where in that specific area, Biden wasn't doing better than Clinton. And he's almost always doing better by 5, 6, up to 10, sometimes even 15 points. So I always put the things can change caveat on everything, but time is getting less and less for things to change. The debate this week was one of the few remaining inflection points for Trump to get the race back on track. He certainly does not seem to have done that. We're actually finding Biden up by more than we ever have, and there's not that much time left, and there's a lot of votes in the bank. So I think it's getting very perilous for Trump.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website for more numbers and, of course, more numbers still and more analysis on Twitter at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.